Chapter 24. His great pleasure was to stroll over to Crawley Parsonage, whither Miss Crawley came to, and as their mamma was ill, why not the children with Miss Sharp? So the children, little dears, came with Miss Sharp, and of an evening some of the party would walk back together. Not Miss Crawley, she preferred her carriage, but the walk over the rectory fields, and in at the little park wicket, and through the dark plantation, and up the checkered avenue to Queen's Crawley, was charming in the moonlight to two such lovers of the picturesque as the captain and Miss Rebecca. Oh, those stars, those stars! Miss Rebecca would say, turning her twinkling green eyes up towards them. Feel myself almost a spirit when I gaze upon them. Oh, ah, gad, yes, so do I exactly, Miss Sharp, the other enthusiast replied. Oh, don't mind my cigar, do you, Miss Sharp? Miss Sharp loved the smell of a cigar out of doors beyond everything in the world, and she just tasted one too, in the prettiest way possible, and gave a little puff, and a little scream, and a little giggle, and restored the delicacy to the captain, who twirled his mustache, and straightway puffed it into a blaze, that glowed quite red in the dark plantation, and swore, oh, ah, gad, ah, it's the finest cigar I ever smoked in the world, ah, for his intellect and conversation were alike brilliant, and becoming to a heavy young dragoon. Old Sir Pitt, who was taking his pipe and beer, and talking to John Horrocks about a hip that was to be killed, espied the pair so occupied from his study window, and with dreadful oaths swore that, if it wasn't for Miss Crawley, he'd take Rodden and bundle un out of doors, like a rogue as he was. He be a bad'un, sure enough, Mr. Horrocks remarked. And his man Fleeters is wuss, and have made such a row in the housekeeper's room about the dinners and ale, as no lord would make, but I think Miss Sharp's a match for Sir Pitt, he added, after a pause. And so, in truth, she was for father and son too. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.